You have a house and an L. What'd you call the low place where they join on the roof?
Can't think of it. I know what it is. But I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear of an alley or a valley of a roof?
Yeah, but it's another name they call it. But it's a valley. That's all it is. This is slope. See, you gotta have slope for your water.
Uh-huh.
Channel your water now.
You know, on some houses there'll be kind of a room between the ceiling and the roof, sort of a space or a room.
Yeah.
You call that the
attic.
Okay. Do you make a distinction about whether or not it's really finished or whether it's just a space?
Well, some people finish them. Some people finish them. Yeah, you don't find that now too much, because people more or less building houses now just about build any kind of room they want on them. Well, here the four people that had that space would finish it off and make a den, a playroom. I got a lot of friends that did that and made dens and playrooms and things, you know. Game room, put a pool table up there and all that kind of stuff.
You shoot pool?
A
little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and extra dishes and things.
We used to call that the kitchen closet. Some call it the kitchen cupboard.
Uh-huh. But who would call it cupboard?
Huh?
Who would call it cupboard?
Well, that's the old name for it.
Uh-huh. What would you call it?
They call it storeroom. I call it closet.
Uh-huh.
Because that's about what it is, pantry. And they had so many names for it.
What would you call a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture that you didn't have any use for?
Trash, rubbish.
Okay. And where would you store odds and ends?
Well, just like at home, we store a lot of it in the garage. I got a carport, so we just... We put the cars under the carpool, never put nothing in the garage, just like, we got a couple of deep freezers in there, we got the riding lawnmower in there, we got the edge in there, we just, whatever's, get it out of the way.
You ever hear of a plunder room or a junk room? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah, junk room. A lot of people, you know, I'm kind of different from most people in there. I don't believe in keeping a whole lot of trash. If it ain't got no use for it, get rid of it. A lot of people just throw it back, and you can go in them rooms and they can bring you some stuff in there 40, 50 years old. And I don't like that, just like I don't win furniture. I don't like antique furniture. I like modern furniture. I'm modern all the way. I don't want nothing antique.
Uh-huh. Does it bother you to think someone had used it before? Is that a friend of mine
was saying? No. No, it never bothers me. It's just... that I just don't like antiques.
Uh-huh.
I like modern. I like the modern conveniences. To me, the way I put it, just like automobile. I remember I was going to buy a car one time. My car had been stolen and towed. And the fella told me, Ruffer, we can sell you a car the price you want to pay if you leave the air conditioner off. I said, if you leave the air conditioner off, you just leave the car, because to me, that's part of the car. So I like all the frills and the trimmings that go along with it.
Do you like to get a new car every couple of years?
Well, I used to. I don't no more. A little sense. Bought too many.
What?
Bought too many, I say. I learned a little sense. I used to trade every 2 years. By the time I got ready to send me the title, I was sending them some more people to finance another car. That's right.
A woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to
clean up.